Chapter 7, Multipliers, Taking the Accelerators to Another Level. Now we're getting to the really fun stuff, but before we dive in, I have to review some basics. The 6M growth accelerators are the core principles that govern everything we do. They have to be followed in order to work properly, and one isn't necessarily more important than the others. It's kind of like building a house, to use an already overused metaphor. You wouldn't say the plumbing is more important than the roof and the walls are more important than the electrical, but regardless of importance, everything must be done in order or the final result won't work right. Multipliers are performance, content creation, and leveraging your knowledge, wisdom, and experience, and then packaging all that into tools that multiply the value of your offers, brand, reach, and more. So I've developed over 40 multipliers over the course of my career, probably quite a few more, but these are the ones we use right now, and they're always evolving, they're always changing. So one of them, for example, is the ambassador method. That's our way of building deep, meaningful relationships with influencers. Then we've got referral party. It's a great way to build referrals, but do it in a logical way. That's the next book, by the way. Then there's money phone. That's going out and doing video proposals. It's connecting with people, creating buzz, creating a deep, meaningful connection. Five question close, which is included in the second next book, which is called Punch the Elephant. There is a day in the life. It's your way of storytelling and describing the experience and process of ownership of your project or product. 10x pricing and repackaging. It's my belief that any product, any service can increase in value with a better story. And then there's Operation Shock and Awe. It's a great way to get people's attention by sending them a physical product or package. Now, I've spent over 30 years and millions of dollars working with consultants, coaches, advisors, and copywriters, building hundreds of multipliers and optimizing and hybridizing them. Now, because there are so many multipliers and because I'm developing more all the time, I've included only a sample of them here. So be sure to follow me on social and sign up for my email list at mikekoenigs.com. And also, listen to my podcast so you can be informed of the latest additions and updates. Now, think of the rest of this book as a well-stocked spice cabinet. The better your accelerators and the more intentional you are in the use of your multipliers, the better results you'll have. And not every business requires every multiplier, just like not every recipe needs cilantro or cinnamon. Know what you're going for, and you'll know which multipliers to select. And in some cases, just one multiplier can be all you need. But all the same, I suggest you read through the whole list, and just reading through them can cause a shift in thinking, and you may be able to adapt or push something you're already doing to another level. Now, we're going to start with some of my favorites, and remember, this is just a brief overview of a small sampling of what I pull off in the pantry shelves to help my Superpower Accelerator clients. In future books, I include more, but for now, this is going to get you started. So let's cover the ambassador method. Now imagine the most trusted person in the world standing in front of your ideal market and saying, if you ever get a chance to work with your name here or your brand here, I'll put my reputation on the line for them. Who would be the most trusted person for you and your audience? Oprah? The Dalai Lama? Tony Robbins? Tiger Woods? Who could influence the influencers or affinity groups with one phone call, one relationship, one appearance on stage? So an affinity group is a group of people linked by a common interest or purpose. That is the ambassador method in a nutshell. It's one of the most powerful transfers of trust and certainty from a trusted authority to you. Capitalizing on this one multiplier alone could generate enough business for the rest of your professional career, or certainly get you in a position where you could sell your business. Now, once you know who could really move the needle on your business, ask yourself, what message or story would they need to hear in order to convince them to put their reputation on the line for you? Now, you might not be able to score Tiger or Oprah, but you might not need to. Think about your perfect customer. Is there an affinity group that these people belong to? Is it EO, YPO, Tiger 21, Vistage, Strategic Coach, Genius Network, or some other business networking organization? Maybe it's a trade group. Maybe it's a union. Whatever the group, there's one influencer or leader that all the members trust. And that person is your ambassador. That one individual, if they could make a connection for you and give you an endorsement or make a couple of phone calls, could literally eliminate days, weeks, months, or even years of wait time in your sales cycle. Now, of course, now you want to know how to reach the ambassador. What do you say? How do you get them to listen? Do you have to compensate them in some way? Now, I'm not going to tell you, at least right now. First, it's a detailed process, and second, it's not the point of this book. And instead, this is a small guide giving you an overview of the 6M Growth Accelerator process. But in the future volume, I'm actually going to go through and break down the ambassador method. And I'm also going through some of my other really good strategies. How's that for pre-selling? But seriously, here's one thing I will tell you, and there are bonuses available in the back of this book, including one on the ambassador method, and I do get into more detail in our blueprint, which there is an ad in the book for. But I will tell you one little story, and that was, for me, I ended up meeting Tony Robbins through a very good friend and eventually created a couple products with him, and he made an amazing video testimonial. And it goes without saying that that testimonial, even 10 years later, continued and continues to generate business for me. Another one of my ambassadors who we have a great relationship is Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. I do a podcast with him. Just being able to spend time with that guy, he's an incredibly wise, fascinating person. I bring plenty of new business into Strategic Coach through my network. And of course, having him on my team, being able to talk to him, he makes lots of referrals. Another person and a second podcast I do is with Gay Hendricks. So that podcast, which is called The Big Leap, generates lots of business my way. And people, when people know that I have an association and affiliation with them, it gets right past the trust factor as well. So I am going to give you this one little clue, this one little hint. One of the ways that I build connections and ambassador relationships is I meet people and I offer to mail my book at my expense with a letter inside as a gift from them. So I can reach dozens, even hundreds or thousands of people, and it doesn't cost a lot of money to do that. And I had heard one a long time ago, if you can just get 1,000 people to read your book, you can move mountains. I know that to be true. And it doesn't matter if they buy the book or not, just get it in their hands. So more on ambassador marketing in a future book. Next one, referral parties. Now, if you don't believe you have a network, you might wonder who you're going to sell your new offers to. Referral parties are very low-tech solutions, and they're super fun to do. And that is the subject of my latest book, Referral Party. So here's the basic premise. You reach out to people you know, and you send them a text or just get them on the phone and say, hey, can you and I brainstorm for a minute about one or two people you think would be good referrals? Now, it's that easy, and it's done in one sentence. Now, the other way I do it is I'll reach out to someone. I'll say, hey, I'm positive there are a few people in my network who would be perfect clients for you. If you'd like, we can get together, brainstorm a little bit. I want you to tell me a little bit about your latest product, your latest service, and who's an ideal customer. I'll look through my database, and if I can make some introductions, I'll do it on the fly for you. Well, no one's going to say no to that. So you get them on a Zoom meeting, and then you basically go back and forth, and I make a little video introduction. I text them on the fly, and then invariably they'll say, hey, I can, you know, tell me what you got going on, and they'll do the same thing. So it's basically using a combination of text introductions, email second is good, and then I use video to do it, and people get responses right away. I've closed over $300,000 worth of business in a single day just from referrals that I've gotten from a simple referral party. In my experience, any business can benefit from these, anyone with salespeople and anyone with setters. So it works in any business and you don't have to make it complicated. Make sure you grab a copy of Referral Party. I go through it step by step and the bonuses will guide you through the process as well. A day in the life. How did Elon Musk sell the original $125,000 Tesla Roadster back in 2008? Two words, floor it. When I floored the Tesla Roadster, it went from 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. And I bought that car on the spot. And with my jack-o'-lantern permigrin on my face, I took the demo car on San Diego's perfect curve, its Ardeth Road, going into La Jolla. The Roadster cemented its position as my favorite toy, and I was so inspired that I put solar panels on my roof, so I had no gas, no electric bills. And every time I gave someone a ride, they got the uncomfortable Tesla grin. And some of the women I took for speed rides peed themselves. But everyone said it was better than being on a roller coaster. And when the Model S came out, I bought one of those too. It's still in our garage, and we drive it to this day. Now, I share this story not to brag, but to impress upon you the power of experience marketing, what I call a day in the life. That's where you answer questions like, what's it like to work with you? How will they feel? What's the deeper transformation from your product or service? What happens emotionally? What will life be like before, during, and after? And how will your lifestyle change? Now, let's say someone visits your website or downloads a PDF, watches a video, or talks to a salesperson. But if they can't and don't say yes, how can you push them over the edge? A piece of day in the life content can do that. It is a tool that can be passed along, something that can be used for a follow-up and forwarded after the first contact. The secret to putting these together is to begin with the transformational captivator. That's a fancy way of saying, get a testimonial. But make sure you help your customer tell a story in a way that's usable. Most people are terrible storytellers, and they couldn't give a good testimonial that's short and effective, so they need some guidance. Begin by simply asking the subject, what's it like to be a customer? Then ask them to share a short background or to add a little bit of credibility and support. And then ask a critical question, which is the reason why they almost didn't join the program. Not why did they buy, but why did they almost not buy? This question doesn't just make for good storytelling. It also will reveal every flaw in your marketing and what the client is really thinking. Next, invite them to share the results they've achieved. From there, transition into step-by-step descriptions of what it's like to be a client, what a day in their life is like, and what the outcomes, results, and benefits are. And then finally, ask them to describe the reason they're willing to share their experiences and wrap it up by saying that the viewer or reader should buy too. Every business should provide some kind of transformational lifestyle experience story that features your perfect customer as the hero experiencing a transformation. It makes your brand authentic, raw, and real when it's done right. If you want to see how I worked with Strategic Coach to create this kind of testimonial, go to my website, which is mikekoenigs.com/go. 10x pricing repackaging. Question: what's the fastest way to earn $1 million? Answer: sell a $1 million offer to one person. Question: what's the fastest way to make $1 billion? Answer: make a billionaire 10 million and charge $1 billion. Now, you've already heard my big story towards the top of this book, which is that bonus chapter. Now, here's the only problem you might be thinking about. You need a $1 million offer, a $1 billion solution. So what's your highest priced offer right now? What if you could reprice it at 10x or more without adding more complexity to your business process and keep your expenses the same? Now, in a previous chapter, I introduced you to Justin Donald, and at that time, he was trying to figure out how to package what he did in order to bring in enough money so he and his wife could quit their day jobs. I asked him what he would charge people to teach his system. His response was, is $15,000 too much? Now, I almost choked, not because it was too much, but because it was too little. I envisioned him teaching already rich people to do what he did, but they wouldn't be interested at such a low price point. They wouldn't believe him. So we sat down and crafted a $250,000 offer to work one-on-one and a $50,000 group mastermind. Now, to test it out, the second day we were working together, I introduced Justin to a potential client. This guy was a wealthy businessman who had plenty of cash, had made some bad investments, lost money, and wanted to find a better way. And after a short conversation, Justin made the enrollment for $250,000. And a week later, someone else he knew also enrolled. 500 grand in a matter of a week. $1 million. That's the equivalent of more than 33 clients at the $15,000 price point. So how long do you think it would have taken Justin to find 33 $15,000 clients? A lot more than a week. Now, I talked to Justin recently, and he's ready to raise his prices even higher. I'm too busy, he said. Now, he's on his way to a $1 million offer, and you can be too when your mindset is right and you pinpoint the exact market, model, and message. Operation Shock and Awe. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to absolutely blow your prospective client's mind at the first point of contact so there is absolutely zero chance that they could forget you. Be so unique and different that you are permanently etched into their mind and heart forever. Now imagine receiving a FedEx box. You open it up and inside is an iPad. Attached to it is a $100 bill and a post-it note with the message, I have a quick favor to ask. Turn on the iPad and press play for a 2-minute video from me to see how we can 5X your business. Regardless, if we work together, the iPad and money are yours. At the end of that video, a message says, if you'd like to know more, let's have a 10-minute phone call. Reach me anytime at 858-412-0858. That's a real number, by the way. That package would likely not only get past your receptionist assistant or other gatekeeper, but it would also get your attention. And I'd bet way more than $100 that you would at least start watching the video. Now, this is just one example of shock and awe. My good friend John Rulin wrote a book on giving memorable gifts called Giftology, and you can listen to the podcast episode I did with him by looking for Mike Koenigs and John Rulin. That's R-U-H-L-I-N. It's in the Capability Amplifier podcast and also on YouTube. Now, John has amazing stories about using memorable gifts to get people's attention and build relationships. In fact, not long ago, he and I made a custom ice plunge tank for my friend Joe Polish and awarded it to him on stage at one of his big events. Now, what do you think Joe Polish is going to think every time he sits in that plunge tank, right? Okay. So one of the best stories is about a mutual friend who did some work with Tony Robbins and wanted to give him something unforgettable. And he also wanted to get some attention. So John created a set of custom knives, each of which is engraved with one of Tony's quotes. Inside this custom carved box is a video screen with my friend thanking Tony personally for the opportunity to get to know him and work with him. So Tony's wife, Sage, reached out to my buddy and thanked him personally for such a remarkable gift and said it was one of the nicest, most memorable things they'd ever received and they'd cherish it forever. That is shock and awe. Recently, for my wife's most recent birthday, I won't tell you which one, I had a custom mug made for her that has the story of our life together. It basically packs 22 years together, how we met, where we met, when we met, why we got together, some of the most influential people in our lives, when our son Zach was born, who's been in his life. And this is all engraved visually on a mug that I had made that was put inside a custom wooden box with a screen in it. And the artist who made that told the story of what all's on the mug. Well, suffice to say, my wife looked at me and said, it's the best gift she's ever gotten. That is shock and awe. And you don't have to spend hundreds or thousands of dollars. Creativity counts more than cost. The key is grabbing attention, creating intrigue, building trust, all of which a gift does. And you can stack this strategy with some of the others. And if you don't have the relationships, you can get them from referrals, the ambassador method, or some other audience building multipliers that I've created. Your key is to get your foot in the door, elevate your status, your authority, and collapse the trust barrier and start a conversation. Now, these are just 5 brief overviews among the dozens upon dozens of other multipliers I've successfully used for my own businesses, as well as for my Superpower Accelerator private clients. Stay tuned. I'll be sharing more in the future, but in the meantime, keep your eyes open for Referral Party and Punch the Elephant.